AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Before a Senate Health Committee is President Trump's pick to be Surgeon General, wellness influencer, author, and entrepreneur Dr. Casey Means.
Our nation is angry, exhausted, and hurting from preventable diseases.
Means says she wants to get into the root causes of chronic disease instead of feeding into reactive sick care.
If we're addressing shared root causes, we're going to be able to stop the whack-a-mole medicine that's not working for us and that is so costly.
Means' message is close to that of ally and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his Make America Healthy Again movement. Means has no government experience. Her license to practice as a physician is not active. This is Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders.
I have very serious questions about the ability of Dr. Means to be the kind of Surgeon General this country needs.
Mears was also asked about vaccines and birth control. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says differences on certain sticking points with Russia will have to be dealt with on a very high level.
Tomorrow, exactly the result on the land, for example, on the territories, because this question, I repeat again and again, this question, I think, to my mind, has to go to the level of leaders.
The Trump administration is expanding pressure on Iran by imposing new sanctions aimed at the country's missile, drone, and oil networks. The FBI is serving search warrants at the Los Angeles Unified School District's headquarters and the superintendent's home. The nature of the investigation is not clear. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard University over ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Summers' name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files. Vice President J.D. Vance will be in Wisconsin a day after President Trump's State of the Union address. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Canada is sending food aid to Cuba.
As the island faces a tightened U.S. embargo and threats of tariffs against countries providing it with oil, Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has said the funding is aimed at addressing urgent needs and that she did not discuss the decision with Secretary of State Mark Rubio or other U.S. officials. The funding will be delivered through United Nations agencies instead of the Cuban government. The resident coordinator of United Nations in Cuba, Francisco Pichon, told the AP that fuel access was critical for their immediate response to Hurricane Melissa and more extensive operations. Cuba is facing an increasingly dire energy crisis that has heightened in recent weeks after oil shipments from Venezuela were halted when the U.S. attacked the South American country in early January and arrested its then leader. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.